definitely credit to our defensive line coaches, Blake Seiler especially. He's my coach, so he's just doing a tremendous job of working with us and developing us as defensive players, and he's just a real great coach. I've really enjoyed working with him this season.
Did you get the stuff today? Or
yeah, probably.
Is that physical, huh?
Yeah.
I just have one quick question.
No problem, thanks.
Bill came in and said he was probably more disappointed than you guys that you didn't get the shutout. Is that true?
No doubt. I mean, he demands perfection all the time. And, you know, we want to be perfect for him and be perfect players for him. But realities of the situation is they got points on the board. The goose egg didn't happen. But, you know, I'm thrilled that we got the win, and I'm thrilled that guys who work just as hard as I do got an opportunity to get on the field. You know, they deserve it. They work just as hard as I do. But, you know, it's something those guys will remember for the rest of their life. So I'm glad they got on the field.
Thanks, Ryan.
No problem.
Ryan, the last 2 years, K-State has been in the top 10 when they play Iowa State, but it's still been just a 7-point game, if not less. Was there a big difference today? Just what did you see?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely played as close the last couple of years. And I don't know what was going on with it today. K-State was just, you know, really feeling it, and we came out ready to play. And that's the mindset of this team is, you know, when we walk out of the tunnel to play an opponent, we need to be ready to go. And we were ready to go. And, I can't speak for Iowa State, but, I mean, the score will reflect it that they weren't ready to go. And I'm glad this team's climbing and getting better each week.
And then kind of piggybacking on that, back to 4-4, back to .500. Does it feel like almost a fresh season where now you know what you need to do to finish out to get to a bowl game?
No, because you can't forget where you came from. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just going to be more rewarding if we can just win out and get the job done. Mm-hmm. But it also will be kind of disappointing if we do win out and look back on the season and think, dang, we could have won all these games and mm-hmm. we didn't get the job done. So we just got to keep going and getting better, as Coach Snyder would say.
Ryan, you guys are back to .500 here, of course. And after that bye week, do you think that you guys have made two bigger steps here in the last couple of weeks?
I think, you know, I can't speak for the offense. I don't sit in their rooms, but yeah. I know the defense is definitely taking strides and getting better and better, and I'm glad we're getting hot now than late.
What seems to be clicking now compared to maybe earlier on in the season?
I think guys are getting more comfortable out there playing the game instead of, you know, being a little bit more timid. Now they're, you know, have that go-get-it attitude, and I think that's everybody's playing faster. So,
even though, like, the twos were on the field for the last part of that game, they did get one turnover there. Have you seen some improvement from the twos pushing the ones?
Yeah. I mean, those guys are working just as hard as we do, taking almost as many reps as we do during the week. And, you know, I'm glad they got to get on the field today. What a great opportunity for them to kind of get their feet wet. And so they did pretty well for us.